व्यापितं येन भूतले स्वायमुपकरा मया ददाति स परन्तिकां श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्रीअद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Hare Hare. So the Lord is so kind that He agrees to accompany the living entity as Paramatma when the living entity turns away from the Lord. In the spiritual world, there's no Paramatma feature. Because the devotees have seen the Lord directly. But here in the material world, the Lord is the witness, and He's rewarding the living entities according to what they desire, what they deserve. They get a particular body centered around the mind and senses. So this is the kindness of the Lord. Because we've turned away from the Lord, in one sense we merit to be annihilated. If the Lord was cruel, He would just finish us off, wouldn't He? But instead, He shows mercy. Maya is another form of mercy. He creates the material world. The whole system is there to give us a chance to correct ourselves and to, again, qualify for entering into our natural place, or our real home, the spiritual world. So every living entity we see in the material world is influenced by Maya or illusion in one form or another. But by good fortune, we meet the devotees, Amanda Bhagavanaji, Guru Vishnu, right? Bhakti Lata Beach. Then we can get the Bhakti Lata Beach that we can get out of this material world. So Prabhupada was such a person from the spiritual side. He was not affected by the modes of material nature. He was transcendental to them. And he was simply here, canvassing on the behalf of the Lord. Just like we agree here that the Lord is kind. He gives us this chance. He tries to convert the living being towards the real happiness. This is the missionary spirit. So the devotee is even more kind than the Lord. Because he takes the initiative. He extends himself. Prabhupada wasn't invited to come to the West. So he took that risk, even in the face of so many obstacles. Because he felt compassion for the suffering of the living entity. Under the order of his spiritual master, who was also feeling compassion. The first time he met Srila Prabhupada, he told him, why don't you preach in English-speaking language? But this is the mood of the Vaishnava. They're brimming over with compassion because they're seeing everyone is suffering here in this world. Even the so-called big man, the famous persons, they're all suffering because of lack of knowledge, lack of realization as to who they actually are and what is their actual position. So the super soul is helping. We see some people are more advanced. Some people are better people than others here in the material world. Some are more in harmony with the super soul. But no one can be perfectly in harmony unless he gets the mercy of the devotees. And mercy of devotees, like we were reading yesterday, is not just by reading, but you have to also serve the devotees. Narada makes that point. Pandira Vaishnava Seva. We have to render service to the Vaishnavas. Then we'll get the mercy of the Lord. The Vaishnava is ready to give us mercy, but unless we reciprocate with him, take up somehow assisting him, then the Lord won't be pleased. So ultimately we have to get Krishna's mercy. Guru Krishna Pashai Bhakti Natha. The both are there. By the mercy of Guru and Krishna, both have to be there. But the Guru is first. Guru is more merciful. So if we get his mercy. So what is the mercy of Guru? Means that we cooperate with Srila Prabhupada. Assist him in his mission. Does it work? Then Krishna will see, oh, this person is trying his best, according to his capacity, to assist my recognized devotee. Prabhupada is a recognized devotee. Everyone has to recognize. Prabhupada is the senapati. That word is there to describe what she says. I will send my senapati, great general, to take up his work, the mission of Lord Chaitanya. I'll take him so that, I'll send him so that others may be benefited. So Prabhupada is a recognized acharya. Therefore, everyone who is sincere should try their best to assist Prabhupada in some way. And then we can be sure that Krishna will be pleased and we'll get mercy. Now how Krishna is pleased, how he deals with us, that we have to be tolerant. Lord Chaitanya stressed on this point of being tolerant, because that's the meaning of being a devotee, that we submit to the will of the Lord. Paripatena. Paripatena means surrender. We surrender to the will of the Lord. This is the first qualification. So that means we have to accept the will of the Lord as something which will be ultimately beneficial to us. If we don't have that faith, then it's very difficult. So that's the difficulty. In the world, there are many people who are a little pious. They may have some connection to the Super Soul in some form. They're getting direction. They're doing good. But without taking the service of the Vaishnavas, they won't get the full mercy. So why we recognize Prabhupada? Because we consider he got the full mercy of his spiritual master. Because he extended himself 100%, took such risk coming to the foreign land, starting an international society at 70 years old, when the materially one is diminishing. Everyone by 70 is no longer in their prime. Their strength is not the same. Their power of doing something, like they won, you can say, attorney or dear friend of the Queen of England. He was deputed by the Queen to find out what is this Hare Krishna movement. And so he came and he investigated and he read the Prabhupada's book and read his transcendental diary, you know, his biography and so on. And he came and he told Sri Ramaswami, he said, I think I can appreciate your spiritual master more than you can. And she goes, how is that? You know, we're surrendered our life to him. What do you think? You know, that was, he said, no, but because I'm 70 years old, I know what it would be like to start an international movement at my age. So you can't appreciate what your spiritual master has done as much as I can. Because it's an impossible task to go to a foreign country with no resources, no contacts, no money, no, and to be able to accomplish what he did. It's not possible for ordinary man. So he was appreciative of that. So this is the fact that Prabhupada is recognized, even by the non-devotees, as the great acharya. So if we can please him, and of course pleasing him means it doesn't mean necessarily just pleasing him. We give the example of working in a factory. You have to please the immediate authority. So in our ISKCON, that was the way it was going on in Prabhupada's time. It wasn't that everybody was just working for Prabhupada. Some people were, but most of us were working for Prabhupada's representative, temple president, GVC, sannyasi, so somehow we were engaged. But we always felt, well, this we're serving Prabhupada because this is what Prabhupada wants, and it was true, that's what he wanted. Once there was a confrontation like that in Hawaii, and the devotees were challenging, well, Prabhupada, we love you, but we don't love your representatives. Oh, they're like, oh, you love me? Yeah. Well, then my desire is that you cooperate with them. So that was our burden, you can say, that we had to assist Prabhupada through his assistance. So the same thing is going on today. There's so many. And now, of course, there's also another function of initiating spiritual master within Prabhupada's society. And before, that wasn't there, but it's the same principle. According to their jurisdiction, the guru has some, you can say, some jurisdiction. He's not the administrator. He's not the final authority as far as, you know, where you should serve or something. But still, there are certain functions that he performs, you should try to please him, just like you have to please the town president, which you see. Of course, we don't have an organized temple here, but this is in general. This is the system that Prabhupada left us. And so now there's another function in that society. And we should see how to please that person. So it's not that we become rich-fixed and we think, oh no, we're all just disciples of Prabhupada, we don't care for our immediate authorities. No, that has to be there also. But we should see them in relationship to Prabhupada. And if they're not serving Prabhupada, then we have to write the question there. Prabhupada told us we should keep the acharya in the center. So this is how we keep the acharya in the center. By bringing everything back to what's pleasing to Prabhupada, what's not pleasing to Prabhupada. So that requires our intelligence. This may not be so easy to know what would be pleasing to Prabhupada. He's not here. So, if we're not qualified to know that, then we'll suffer. Then we can be cheated. We're subjected to being cheated. But if we take that as our most important work, let me find out, who is this A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami? He's certainly not shy about his position or about where he stands on different issues and so on. He's very prolific in his explanations of his position. But we should acquaint ourselves by reading his books, reading his purports, reading his conversations, reading his letters. This should be our main focus, how to become Prabhupada conscious. Because as we say, the mercy of the spiritual master is even more potent than the mercy of Krishna. First we have to give the mercy of the spiritual master. Okay, any questions?
Well,
that depends on how much they're representing Krishna and Prabhupada. In Prabhupada's time, this question came, and Prabhupada said, at least we should cooperate at the time so that things go on. It's like in a court of law. You may, like if the court is going on, the judge may do something that's not right, so the lawyer may say, I object, I'm going to challenge this verdict. But still, he goes on with the case. But on this point, he can bring it to a higher court and say it wasn't proper. He did something not according to procedure, and therefore you can get a mistrial. So that was the mood Prabhupada had. We should cooperate with our authorities, not to create a disturbance. But if we feel that there is an issue that is not in line with Prabhupada's desires, then we can appeal that to the higher authority. But not to be caused disturbances. Or, in other words, we can have disputes with authority, but we shouldn't challenge their right to be authorities, which often happens. In other words, we don't want anarchy. There has to be some authorities. And if we just revolution, turn everything over, then that would not help us move. You give these things like flying an airplane. You can change the course little by little. They're always adjusting the course. They're flying New York to Los Angeles. They're always adjusting a little bit, 1 degree, 2 degrees. Because the wind is moving the plane and so on. So, like that, we have to adjust, but not that we turn the thing around or something. Or another thing, we're in a car, we're driving. And the driver, we see that, oh, you're supposed to turn left here, turn left here, turn left here. But he doesn't turn left. Well, you can't just grab the wheel and you know, because you have an accident. Yeah, okay, then after he realizes I made a mistake, and he comes back and goes to the right place. So something like that. We can't create a disturbance in the name of being right. We were right, that was the turn. But it's not our position to take the wheel out of his hand. But with Srila Prabhupada, you know, of course, that's the dilemma now, because Prabhupada's not directly present, so one may say, well, this is what Prabhupada's going to say, this is Krishna Prabhupada. So that, now we have to struggle. There's no easy solution to that. But if we're tolerant and patient and go on, then like the saying there, Satyam Evam Vijayate, that the Satyam, the truth, in the course of time, will become revealed. Can go on our own, you know, sadhana and everything, and then we can say, I told you so. 20 years later, it may be, but it'll come. At least we should have working faith that the GBC is trying to represent Prabhupada. You know, if somebody's diabolical, and their envy is the Prabhupada, but I don't think anybody is openly envious. They want to be Acharya or something, and they want to remove Prabhupada from ISKCON. But that's not going to happen. So they're all sincerely trying to put Prabhupada in the center, but they may miscalculate. Then we have a right to present our point. No, we don't think this is what you're doing is right. This is not. We don't think this is going to be pleasing to Prabhupada. And they say, well, we think it is. We're in charge, so we have to go along with it. And, I mean, to some degree, at least, we may protest. We may give up our position. Say, the temple president thinks the GBC is okay. Then, if that's how you feel, I don't want to be temple president anymore. But we shouldn't stop being part of ISKCON. We may resign our position and protest. That's legitimate. If we really take it seriously, it goes against our conscience. But otherwise, because it's not a political movement, it's a spiritual movement. Therefore, we go on with our spiritual life. And we should take advantage of this kind. And now, so many festivals, like I was just speaking to Gokul Ranjan on the phone, oh, it was so nice, the festival. Go around Pooj and Alachua. You talk to the singer so nicely. It is, we had wonderful festivals in this country. I was at the New York Radhyatra, I was really inspired such a thing. I just got a letter from the Bodhi Malika that says it was a nice festival in go around Pooj and Warsaw. So why should we not take advantage of this? Prabhupada is giving. Even if they do some mistake. I mean, like, some people do, they just think, we're never going to come to ISKCON again. But they're cutting off their nose to spite their face. Like Naveen Krishna. Nice devotee, but... You know anything about him? He's there in the Raja. He told me, he said,
I haven't seen him in years.
I'll never come to ISKCON again. I'll never come to temple again. He thinks the GBC brought us poison problems.
But then, and he's bereft of all the association with all the devotees. That's just foolish.
That's the point of it.
That's the mercy. That is the real mercy, is to be able to, you know, despite the imperfections that we all have and we all do, that's one thing, but, you know, to give up the association with devotees, that means just to take shelter of your own mind.
Or your wife. Your wife's mind. The heart tells you the same, right?
He comes.
Yeah?
He comes sometimes, actually.
That's good. I just thought I'd go through so much.
He comes.
What kind of standard what you like to see in your afterlife, what would be pleasing to you?
Yeah, that the same standard for everyone. 4 Vedic principles, 16 rounds. Try to do something to assist Prabhupada. Go into your capacity. We're not fanatics, so we should try our best. Prabhupada did ask us to try our best. Not to be lazy or crazy. No lazies and no crazies. He said we don't want lazies or crazies. So crazy means fanatic. You know, like what was it, one devotee, he came to Krishna and says, like the Vishnujana told me this story. I traveled with him for a while, Vishnujana. He said he wanted to be Krishna conscious, so he made a thing around his head, a thing here, and he had a picture of Krishna right in front of his face. So wherever he went, he could see Krishna. So he lived a few weeks. So he's a little crazy. The crazy people won't be able to stay. I mean, this is a very practical, sane process. But we have to, ashram is dangerous because, you know, the tendency is to indulge in sense gratification more than required. And then you won't have enthusiasm for serving Prabhupada's mission.
Do you have any specific instruction if it comes to morning or evening program?
Well, because sometimes they may not be a temple, or they have to make their own. Around 4 Vedic principles, and then you know you have to maintain your Krishna consciousness. So what's required? That may vary from individual. Some devotees, if they don't have kirtan every day, they start going crazy. You know, they get passionate or whatever, and the kirtan they feel some relief from that passion. Others more in mode of goodness, if they chant their rounds attentively, you know, with full devotion, then they can go off the whole day with do their service. Like Rasaraj's devotee in Portuguese. He doesn't come to the temple so much, but he's writing and so on. And I heard him chanting his rounds. He was chanting his rounds very sincerely. So I'm not going to say, well, this is not proper schedule, why are you not coming to Mangalore? I might have to come because of my nature. And because especially those who are not living in the temple, you're talking about grihasthas who are not temple devotees, so we have to allow them for some independence. But the danger is then the karmic poison can enter and they can go away from Krishna consciousness. So that is that's the razor's edge. You have some independence, but if you take too much independence, then you're gonna lose your taste. You're gonna think, oh damn, I gotta chant these rounds every day. Instead of thinking, wow, yeah, this is great, I can chant 4 rounds, it's so much fun. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Ah. Brahmacharya. Oh! Yeah. Nashwani, how's that? Doesn't he come on Saturday?